Your speaker in this lesson is Larry Acuff.
The book of 1 Samuel chapter 17. I love the story of David and the giants. Every man, every one of us will face a giant in our life. Congregations will face giants. If you and I go back to the Old Testament, to the book of Numbers, chapter number 13, and if you remember, the children of Israel have come out of Egyptian bondage. They are now in the wilderness, and they're getting ready to go into the land of promise. Moses selects a man from each tribe. He sends 12 men into the promised land to spy out the land. They come back, and 10 out of the 12 men said it cannot be done. We cannot go up there and take that land. We just cannot do it. There were two men, Joshua and Caleb, who said we can. And we went up there, and yes, it is a land flowing with milk and honey. The grapes, they brought back these grapes, and you've heard me say this before, the meat of the grape, you took it out, and you could have used the hull for a shower cap. I mean, these were huge grapes. It was a land flowing with milk and honey. And they said, but we cannot take it because there are giants in the land. Not only that, but they said, we are like grasshoppers. And they said, we cannot do it. They said, Moses said, well, we're not going to go. But God will not bless you. You're going to wander in this wilderness until all the men, 20 years of age and older, are dead. Until all of you are dead, you're going to wander in this wilderness for that time. They said, we'll go up there. And Moses said, if you do, you're going to be defeated. God is not going to be with you. There were giants in the land. Go with me now, 38 years later, to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 9, and verses number 1 and 2. As the leader Moses is about to turn over the leadership to a man by the name of Joshua, he reminds them that they are to go into this land that's flowing with milk and honey. But he reminded them there are the Anakims are there, and that was the family of giants. The giants were still there. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the giants in our life and giants in the congregation just do not someday get up and walk away. Giants have to be defeated. They go in to take the land of Canaan, but the giants are still there. And so when we come to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 17, we find that there is one of them by the name of Goliath. He was a Philistine, and he came out every day and challenged. Ladies and gentlemen, the giants do not go away. The giants in my life and your life will raise their head every day, every week. They'll raise their head until we defeat them. Goliath came out and he challenged the children of Israel every day. Now, if you'll notice, there are several participants in 1 Samuel chapter number 17. One of them is a fellow by the name of Saul. And if you'll read in 1 Samuel, if you have a Bible, and I'm not going to read all these because we just for the sake of time, verse number 11 of 1 Samuel chapter 17, when Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistine, Saul, the leader, when they heard the words of the Philistine, what the Bible says, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. So what do we have? We have a leader who is afraid. Secondly, we have a fellow by the name of Eliab. And that is a brother of David. Once David said, I'm going to go fight this giant, Eliab was a man who was jealous. He said he just couldn't stand the fact that he has been out there to battle, and that here's this little brother David who comes in. We sang the song with boys and girls, only a little boy David and only a babbling brook, only a little boy David and five little stones he took. One little stone went in the sling, and the sling went round and round. One little stone went up, 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 and the giant came tumbling down. Eliab said, what have you done coming out here to fight this battle for us? He was jealous. Goliath, the third character here. Goliath was a man of great pride. You can't beat me. You cannot beat me. There is a statement made in 1 Samuel chapter number 17 and verse number 29. I want you to underline in your Bible. Look at what the Bible said. And David said. See, David comes into the camp. All of these folks are just hunkered down. Oh, they're all afraid down in the foxhole. David comes, what's the matter with you guys? Is there not a cause? What are you doing? He said, I'll go out there and I'll fight him. His brother ridiculed him. Hey, man, what's the matter with you? You're going to take your little stones and you're going to go out there, you're going to go out there. Why don't you go back and feed those little sheep you've been taking care of? They said, I'll do. Saul said, well, you come on in here, man. Let me put my armor on. Now, I want you to think about this giant. Have you ever noticed in life, ladies and gentlemen, that things sometimes they loom big? The giant was 9 feet 9 inches tall. His armor weighed 175 pounds. His spear weighed 32 pounds. Now, I don't know how tall David was. He wasn't much taller than I am. I'm about 5'8½". 9 feet. David's out here with this giant who could have taken his thumb and twisted him down in the ground. And David's brothers, they said, man, they are so embarrassed, they go hide in the foxhole. They said, I'll go. All right, now three things I want you to remember. Number one, David had the right motive. If you're going to beat a giant, if you're going to kill a giant, you've got to have the right motive. But here are three motives that he had. Number one, he knew God's purpose. You know why? Because back over in the chapter before, 1 Samuel 16, do you remember that he had been anointed king over Israel? He'd been anointed. You're going to be king. He walks in and he thinks, man, if I'm going to be the king, God, I've got a purpose. Remember God's purpose. Second, he remembered God's protection. And let me just add the third one. And I want you to turn to 1 Samuel 17. We'll read a verse or two for you. He remembered God's purpose. He remembered God's protection. And he remembered God's power. See, ladies and gentlemen, you know what oftentimes we forget? When we're faced with a giant, we think we've got to tackle it by ourselves. We don't have to do it. Turn with me now to 1 Samuel 17. David, in verse 34, David, he said to Saul, you can keep your... And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep. There came a lion, a bear. I took a lamb out of the flock, and I went out after him. And I smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Now look at that. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this, listen to this, this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them. See his confidence? You think we're going to be defeated? You think I'm going to let something like that stop me? He hath defied, listen to this, he hath defied the armies of God. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't defy the army of God. Now look at the next verse. David said, moreover, listen to this. The Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, go and the Lord be with thee. His purpose, his protection, and his power. He had the right motive. Secondly, he used the right method. Ladies and gentlemen, we're living in a world today that is enamored by entertainment. God's got a method. David didn't need Saul's method. He needed God's method. Here's God's method. Plain and simple. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's it. You get the right motive, and you get the right method, and thirdly, you get the right mix. David and God. You see, David could not have done that by himself. Now, God could have done it by himself. Go back over to the Old Testament. I love it. You remember when Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, they rebelled against the leadership of Moses? You think God didn't have the power? He opened up the earth and they fell in. 250 of the priests, he sent fire down from heaven. Phew, they're gone. You don't think God could do that? You don't think God could take that giant and say, he could pick Tim up with one little finger? God could have taken that Goliath. He used David. He used Abraham. He used Moses. He used Gideon. And ladies and gentlemen, he will use us. We are the Davids, the giants that we will face. With God's help, we'll be defeated. And when it comes to an end, ladies and gentlemen, we will stand on their chest with the sword in the hand and the head on a charger, because God will be with us. If you're not a Christian today, you need to obey the gospel. If you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, you're willing to change your life by repentance, confess His name before this assembly today, you can be baptized into Christ for the remission of your sins. What a joy that would be.